Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's great to be with you as always. Today, we're going to get you ready for the season. Fall is upon us. It's hard to say today, but it is coming. Lisa from London Drugs is going to talk about makeup colors. You know, dark lips, light lips. I know that eyebrows are all the rage. She's going to let us know what is the hot product to get. Anita from the Willow Stream Spa is going to talk about some wellness tips on getting ready for fall, from our fashion to detoxing our bodies. And, of course, one of our faves, Jenny Moore, is here. She's in Vancouver now, but she's a hairstylist of the stars. She's going to talk about lengths, colors, and what's in for fall. How are you, Jenny?
Good. How are you, Patty? Long time no talk.
I know. It's been way too long, Jenny. How's life treating you?
It's really good. It's 1 year today that I moved to White Rock. So.
Is it really? Happy anniversary.
Yeah. It just shows you how fast time goes, eh?
No kidding. And also, what can happen in time and stuff you never would have thought a few years ago that you'd be living in Vancouver.
Never in a million years would I thought I'd be here. But it just shows you, you don't know what the future holds.
And how are you enjoying the different aspects of life there? I know you're working at different places and you're a rep for color products, aren't you, as well?
Yeah, I got 4 jobs now.
Wow.
And they're all very part-time, so it's kind of cool. It's lots of variety and keeps me interested in everything.
But don't you realize now, too, that the wealth of experience you bring and that people really are hungry for that in the products
are,
that you know about?
Yeah, they are. They're hungry for information and education, and it's great.
So what are you seeing now as far as, what we
had we're going from summer.
Yeah.
So everybody's hair is too light and too bright and it's damaged and it's dry and it needs help because we've had an amazing summer this year. And so now we look to the clothes, changing, and that guides us for the hair because, I've already started a season, great coats and knee-length boots. Tartan is coming in, and I'm thinking, I actually love it.
I know. I wanted to put on boots today, but it's way too hot.
I know. So I'm really excited for that kind of look. So with the hair, it follows into the hair. If the clothes are really bright and there's lots of pattern and that, then the hair tends to be a little bit tamer with color because you don't want to have high pattern clothes and then high pattern hair. But it's saying that in Vancouver, with the youth, good God, anything goes. It really doesn't matter. I have seen blues and greens and purples and pinks all on one head and the clothes to match.
And would you say at a certain age, though, you don't want to do that?
God, yes.
My age.
I think when you hit over 40, you got to tame it down and try and look a bit more classic. But still, you can have edge.
Right. And if you have young people in your life, understand it's only hair.
That's right. And, it grows.
Yeah. And the colors, some of these are only semi-permanent, right? They don't last for long.
And you know what? For the youth, it's all about experimentation. And I think you got to let them experiment with their hair because otherwise they move on to other things.
I know. And don't you remember you want to kind of make a statement and get people mad and
yes,
or a reaction from them, right? Your parents.
Well, I think you just want to annoy your parents.
Totally. Totally. It's like when I kept my maiden name. It didn't bug anybody, whatever.
But we're seeing a lot of the really sleek, high ponytails, so that the hair is washed, flat iron, it's got a beautiful rich color, whatever color it is, whether it's blonde or brunette or the redheads. And those are pretty. And the other thing that's making a huge comeback is the braids.
And is that a little bit looser braid, though?
It's like little tiny braids mixed in with hair up, the chignon. So hair up is coming back big time. It seems to be lots of people are wearing it. I think because of the clothes, it depends on how the clothes look. Finger waves are coming back, believe it or not.
Yeah.
We are starting to do those with curling irons. And God, it was years ago that I did that. And still we have, the short hair, the pixie cuts. I mean, they're just cute. And with the long hair now, we're not doing the dead straight hair anymore down to the ground. It's all the hair has some kind of movement, some kind of texture. The ombre color is still here. I'm surprised. I thought it'd be gone by now, but it's still really popular. And so we're still doing that. I did one the other day on a brunette, and I did some burgundy ombre on her, and it looked fabulous.
Now, is that light to dark or dark to light?
Well, basically what it is, you've got darker roots, and it actually looks like somebody hasn't done their hair for 6 months almost, like they grew their color out.
Isn't that nuts?
And then the ends are lighter. Yeah, and that's still big with Hollywood people. So whatever going on in Hollywood, it sort of gives us a direction. And then Europe is always more edgy anyway.
And what are they doing now then? Because we'll see that in 6 months.
You see the harder lines. Like you'll see the bowl, I call them bowl cuts, when they take a bang and they just cut it right around on a high fringe. So you see more of that look with maybe a piece hanging over it. So it's much more edgy, much more boyish looking. But then on the same token, depending on where the styles are coming from in Europe, you know, like England's really hard and edgy, really. Mm-hmm. And then you go to Italy and it's much softer, you know.
And, you know, Jenny, it's weird. I'm seeing stuff again kind of like the 80s. The shot, you know, shaving the side of the head. I did that once. It was like, oh my gosh, regret. You know, there's all that kind of edge coming in again with the angles.
Yeah, there is because the clothes. You know, if you look at the clothes, they're really
similar, aren't they? Too.
Yeah, they're sort of, with all these different patterns. We've got polka dots. We've got stripes. We've got plaid. You know, it's a real mishmash of looks, and they're mixing them all together. So it's almost like anything goes. Put it together. If you look sharp, you can work. Especially college students, university students. You know, they're always creating new fashions because they don't have the money to go out and spend on themselves. And in Vancouver, you know, a good hair color downtown is going to cost you over $200. You know.
Wow. And so that's a specialty of yours. What kind of damage does hair color do to your hair, or does it?
Well, it is a chemical, so all chemicals damage, no matter what they are. But now the colors have come a long way from, say, 25 years ago. We've got low ammonia lines, which basically only deposit color. So anyone that's concerned about that, although ammonia isn't harmful to the hair, it's more like gas for your car. If you don't put gas in, you can't get anywhere. So you need ammonia in hair color to lift. And that's primarily if you're going lighter or brighter, that's going to have that. But a lot of the lines have low pH. Like the line I use, it's extremely low ammonia and extremely low pH. So, and if you use a good product that the stylist would recommend and you take it home and use it, generally you can keep your hair in pretty good shape. I mean, everyone's hair gets ratty this time of year, including my own, you know, and I've got every product under the sun here. And it's just, you know, walking around without a hat on because I can't do hats now. Only in the winter. It's that, you know, that extra heat, I don't need it.
So what do you do this time of year then? Do you need to cut a little bit of length off it? What do you do to get that hair back
into
shape?
Yeah, I try to get people thinking about fall because the clothes, what happens in the summer is we wear less clothing, we show much more skin, and so the hair team seems to go lighter and brighter for that reason. And then in the winter, we like to wear heavier clothing, turtlenecks, and everybody wants to change. Everybody wants some form of richness in the fall.
And even if you're a blonde, it's probably gotten too brassy, so you need to
add some
stuff to it.
Yeah, even if you're a blonde, you can have a really good, like a really good conditioning treatment, like mostly moisture. Most of the time, that's what it is. Dry hair requires moisture. Damaged hair requires a protein treatment. So that's the difference between the two. So, I mean, my hair's mostly dry. And, you know, as I'm getting older, it's drying out as well. Because as you get older, everything dries out. And you got to make the most of it and just embrace who you are and have fun with it. And, you know, I've even seen ladies in their 70s here because we got an area in White Rock. I call it the Doodah Mall. It's generally everybody over 70. But you see some funky people walking around in there with, like, a lavender stripe in their hair, you know. So even older people are, you know, trying out these crazy colors.
And
so
a good, you know, if you have good hair, it really is ageless, right?
Good,
it adds so much.
I think the secret is, especially when you're young, you can wear anything. It doesn't matter. You're beautiful, right? But when you get older, you're still beautiful, but, you know, there's things you might want to hide. And so it creates sometimes people wearing a little bit more length, but be careful not to wear too much length, you know?
I've gone to Karen for years at Main Essentials, and that's where we met. And I've got the long at the front here. It kind of just got my nose peeking out almost.
Nice. You can hide.
It's like cousin it. Okay, we come back and talk to more to Jenny Moore, and also we're going to have up Anita from Willow Stream Swap. Back in two.
This program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries.
Rain, sun, snow.
We get it right with an accurate forecast. If it's happening,
it's here.
Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Since 2005, nearly 500,000 Canadians have shared our price. And now is your last chance to get Ford employee pricing on the F-150.
My name is Prakash. I've been with Ford for 12 years. The best part of the F-150 is the EcoBoost. The torque, the power, the performance with the efficiency is going to blow you away.
Get up to $14,000 in price adjustments on the F-150. But hurry to your Ford store. Employee pricing ends September 30th.
It is the biggest offer of the year.
See Ford.ca for details.
Well, my friends, good afternoon. Delighted to have you with us this afternoon. The band is playing right now. The Queen City Kids have put it together, and they're back on the stage here. And I'll tell you where we are. We're 3453 Sandage Road. That's right across from Uptown. And this is the grand opening of the new Belltone Hearing Experience Center. With me is one of the longest-term employees with Belltone, 20 years, as a matter of fact. The staff member here at Belltone, Tony Camaracci, has joined the Belltone people here on the island 20 years ago. And boy, I guess you've seen a lot of changes, particularly the technology.
Oh, definitely. It's certainly from analog technology all the way up to the most sophisticated digital technology.
One of the things I was really impressed with, I was talking to the Canadian general manager for Belltone, and talking about this Belltone First that they've got that plugs right into the iPhone.
Yeah, it's a sparkling product. It works seamlessly with the iPhone. You just can stream whatever you want to listen to through the iPhone directly to your hearing aids. Quite a fantastic product.
And certainly here with this brand new Island Belltone Center here that we're talking about, a lot of great customer care, great technicians, and the whole area of helping people with their hearing.
Yeah, we definitely work our best to make sure that we can provide people with the best service possible and to ensure that they are hearing better and happy with their hearing aids.
My friends, come by and see them all and talk to Tony and everybody down here at this brand new operation, the grand opening of the new Belltone Hearing Experience Center at 3453 Sandage Road. It's right across from Uptown, and we'd love to see you.
Imagine a light bulb over your head. Now replace that light bulb with a flower bulb. Get the idea? Put a little spring color into your fall garden with flower bulbs from Marigold Nurseries. All sizes, so many colors. Hedging starts at just $8.99. Or you could plant a living fence. Yes, a living fence. Oh, sounds weird. Visit Marigold Nurseries, where great ideas are blooming. On Lockside Drive in Sandyston, in Duncan, and at marigoldnurseries.com.
From our growing family to yours, Marigold Nurseries.
We are back. I am Patty Mack, and we're joined by Jenny Moore, who is all things trendy and hair and fashion. How are you, Jenny, again?
Great. Thank you.
Good stuff. And how's your husband doing? Is he enjoying having you over there?
Yes, he's loving it. Actually, it's really nice where we live. So, you know, it's a good area. It almost reminds me of Victoria.
Very nice. We're going to have Dr. Marita on in a few minutes, too, talking about the Women's Health Show and about what you can do as a woman to get yourself ready for fall. Before we end off here, Jenny, what kind of products should we use in our hair? I hear about beach sprays, and there's different kind of things to keep your hair up and out. And what do you suggest are the basics you can have to get your hair in good shape and also to get it kind of doing some movement?
Yeah, I think if you've got color-treated hair, you have to use a shampoo for color-treated hair. You know, and it's better if you can go to a salon and use salon products. They're actually designed, they spend tons of money on scientists, chemists, and investigating which is going to be the best product. And most lines have a product to go with their hairline, so it works together. If you go to the drugstore products, you know, you don't know who's made them. You don't know the science behind it. If you go to the health food store, they're only concerned about fulfilling their health food needs. They're not really so concerned about your hair needs. So, you know, professional hair products you can't go wrong with. And they've actually proven now, if you use them the way we suggest, which is a very small amount, they're actually cheaper than drugstore products.
Okay, so what's your favorite appliance to use on your hair?
Still a flat iron.
I always say to Karen, if I had a flat iron when I was in school, it would have been a different life.
Yeah, you know what?
It just does so much for your hair.
Best machines around. You have to be careful because it is really hot. Some of them go up to 400 degrees and they can really cook your hair.
And your hands, or your neck.
The thing is, they do everything. You can straighten your hair. You can curl your hair with them. They're easy to transport around. They come in numerous sizes, but they're ceramic, ionic. I mean, they're doing everything in their power to keep your hair nice. So it's much easier in the sense that we have a lot of products to choose from. We have a lot of tools to choose to get the looks that we're after. So it's much easier. And Hollywood still, to this day, uses Velcro rollers. You know, they're their magic go-to if somebody just wants a bit of movement with soft curls without it looking too poofy.
And whatever you do, try something new, right? If you've had the same bob for 30 years or you've had that same, you know, shag since high school, for Pete's sakes, try something new because it's only hair and it grows and you'll just see such a difference.
And if you don't want to try a new cut, at least try a new color. You know, change it up somehow.
Absolutely. Change is good.
Yeah, even ladies with white hair, I talk them into highlights and lowlights because it takes years off them.
Yeah, good call there, Jenny. Nice talking to you as always. If you want to know more about Jenny, contact me on my site, which is lifestylewithpattymack.com. And until we talk again, enjoy your rest of your days of summer and fall. Okay, Jenny.
Say hi to Hobson for me.
I sure will. Take care, Jenny.
Okay, bye-bye.
Now we're talking to Dr. Marita. She's a doctor of naturopathic medicine, guiding change in women's health, and she's at the Women's Show today. How are you, Dr. Marita?
Great. How are you?
I'm very good. Now, I know you're a busy person. You've got a book. You talk all across the country, and you're at the Women's Show today. Tell us what time you're going to be there at.
Yes, I'll be speaking at 2:30, and we're going to be talking about healthy hormones at any age.
And where is that taking place?
We're at Perks Arena, just by Tillicum Mall. And, yeah, I've been walking around the show, and there's lots of really, really exciting stuff here. There's lots of makeup and hair and food and jewelry and health products.
And that's why I had you on today, because, you know, our hormones and our health, it's great to do your hair and your fashion and everything else, but you've got to kind of take care of the inside. What made you want to study this topic so much and to help women?
Well, you know, being in clinical practice for almost 10 years, I obviously have a big portion of my practice are women. And, you know, I see women of all ages, and really what it comes down to is there's so much confusion with regards to our hormones and fluctuations within our hormones. And you think about women, I mean, our hormones are constantly changing, especially every month with our cycle. And then we hit, you know, menopause, perimenopause, our hormones change again. And, you know, I just really, you know, love lecturing because I think that there's so much information out there that I can give to women with regards to lifestyle and stress management and eating better and also nutritional supplements, just to kind of ease those hormones and help support their bodies naturally to help balance their hormones.
And that's why you're a naturopath. So things that don't harm you and that can help you. And, you know, I don't think we have to suffer in silence, right? I mean, there are different things that go on and that's all natural, but we all have different experiences of how that affects us.
Definitely. And that's what I love about naturopathic medicine is that you're really treating each person as an individual. Because when you look at certain hormone imbalances that are occurring for women, I mean, what may be occurring for one woman might be completely different in another. So, you know, when I'm assessing and addressing these issues with my women patients, you know, it's really neat to see, you know, how making certain changes, again, with regards to nutrition and lifestyle, how much of a difference it can make and how it can help people, especially women, feel so much better.
And for, you know, perimenopause and going for years, as we hit menopause and people are in menopause, I know there was a lot of talk in the news years ago about certain things you shouldn't use. What are things that can help us? What kind of names of products are you using these days?
Yeah, one, for menopause, I mean, one herb that comes to mind is black cohosh, and I'm sure a lot of the listeners have heard of it, but I mean, it's an herb that's been used in Europe for years and years and years, so many clinical studies. You know, one product that I really like that I use in my practice quite regularly is Menosense for a lot of women that are experiencing the hot flashes, the night sweats, the irritability, all those lovely symptoms of menopause.
Just ask my husband.
Yeah, and it can work really, really well. And it's, again, very gentle, and it's supporting your body naturally. Because, you know, every woman has to go through menopause inevitably, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm all about, you know, supporting the body as naturally as possible. And, you know, stress can play a huge role with how women go through menopause as well. And that's a big part of what I'm going to be talking about in my lecture today. But, you know, supporting your stress glands, supporting your adrenal glands will also really, really ease and help women go through menopause a lot easier too.
And in life in general, right, if we can kind of get a handle on our own stress and how we deal with it and make some choices around it, can really help in balancing us out always around.
Absolutely. And I've actually started thinking, you know, we always talk about stress and how stress is so bad. And you know, there are some situations where we are, you know, it's hard to get out of, but I've been starting to sort of shift stress and talk to my patients as looking at it as a challenge rather than, you know, this really, really negative thing that's going to, you know, affect our bodies negatively and how affect our health negatively, because I think they're doing a lot of studies now where they're showing like how you perceive stress can actually make a big difference with how it affects your hormones as well.
I think that's a really good way of putting it, because I think if we can put a positive spin on it, instead of dreading everything, if we look at like, you know, the stress of maybe being nervous about something with your job, if you look at it as like, I'm stressed, but it's a good stress and I'll get through this, it's how we, you know, kind of position it, right?
Absolutely.
And so how about vitamins? We got a couple of minutes left here. You know, we hear so many vitamins. I know vitamin B is supposed to be good at a certain age. What are a few we can take that will really kind of give us some oomph if we're kind of dragged out, need a little something extra?
So vitamin D is a big one that a lot of people now have started taking. So they've started taking, you know, usually I recommend at least a minimum of 2,000 IU vitamin D. And then there's also, you mentioned the B vitamins. So B vitamins are absolutely essential when we're stressed. And they're also really important for a lot of our chemicals in our brain, like helping healthy levels of serotonin, which is our, you know, mood enhancing hormone. I'm also a really big fan of fish oil, so omega-3s. Vitamin C is a big one too. So vitamin C is an important one for supporting collagen in the body, supporting heart health, your immune system. Yeah, so those are sort of some of my mainstay vitamins that I recommend to a lot of my patients, just as for general maintenance.
We'll have to have you on next month to talk about kind of the cold season, too.
I'd love to.
Yeah, because that's another big one, but we haven't quite hit it yet. How about collagen? You're talking about, you know, our face. We always say collagen. And what can we do with naturally to sort of keep our skin looking good and our face looking good? I know sunscreen, but...
Yeah, that's funny that you just asked, because my newest book is actually all on collagen.
Ah.
I just launched it a couple weeks ago.
Awesome.
Yes. So really important for collagen. I mentioned vitamin C. Obviously, you know, there's a lot of things that we can put on our skin, but you really want to treat internally. So a big part of my book is on a specialized form of silica, actually. It's called Biosil. So some of the listeners have probably heard of it, but it's from Belgium. And it's really neat because they've done a lot of human clinical trials with this specific formula, and it actually helps to generate your own collagen. So it helps to turn on those collagen-producing cells in the body.
Well, it sounds like we're going to have you back on just talk about that,
because
that's
so
a whole topic. Oh, perfect, perfect.
Listen,
Marita, how do people get a hold of you if they want to know more about your practice and what you do?
I do have a website. So it's drmarita.com. So doctor spelled out D-O-C-T-O-R, Marita, M-A-R-I-T-A.com. And I have a monthly newsletter. And I blog as often as I can. All my events are on there as well. So I encourage the listeners to check it out.
Well, thank you very much for the information you shared today. Have a good time at the Women's Show. And
thank
when we come
you.
Back, we're going to talk to Lisa Smith from London Drugs.
We don't belong here. I think it's time we find out what we're really up against.
The teens of this weekend's The Maze Runner are mysteriously stranded in the center of an enormous maze with no way out. Get to know what it's like to be a glader at Cineflex.com with our interview with The Maze Runner star, Will Poulter.
You guys are idiots, but you're my idiots.
Tina Fey and Jason Bateman are grounded in this weekend's comedy, This Is Where I Leave You. We talked to Tina and Jason about family, forgiveness, and Jane Fonda in our interview at Cineflex.com. Enjoy your weekend at the movies.
The idea was modest enough. A local bakery serving the people of Vancouver Island. Simple, right? Island Bakery has employed a local approach for over 30 years. They've been locally owned and operated since 1982, providing local jobs, cheering on local sports teams, supporting local charities, and baking fresh bread locally, made with certified organic grains. After all, this is your island, and it's your choice to choose local. Island Bakery, the local choice.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
It's 1:30. Good afternoon. In the CFAX newsroom, I'm Rob Freeman. The vice president of a consumer protection group is very happy with plans by the province to improve home inspection standards. The requirements will help people who rely on the inspections as part of the home buying process. Tate Winnetoy of Consumer Protection BC says home buyers can now rest assured the inspectors they're dealing with have met minimum training and education requirements. Inspectors must pass regular examinations to obtain and keep their license, But right now, there are four different associations which can license, and each one has its own evaluation process. New Brunswick's Liberal leader is trying to hit as many ridings as he can before Monday's provincial election. Brian Gallant made a brief stop in the new riding of Fredericton West Hanwell today. That's where NDP leader Dominic Carty is running. Gallant says his Liberals are the only ones offering real change.
We're worried for people thinking that they're going to vote for a party that won't deliver change. The Conservatives want to keep doing what they've been doing. The NDP have made it very clear they like the approach of reckless cuts and not focusing on job creation.
Gallant has come out swinging against the New Democrats in the dying days of the campaign. Chrysler has recalled 189,000 2011 Jeep Grand Cherokees and Dodge Durangos to fix a fuel pump problem.
The cars have the 3.6-liter V6 or 5.7-liter V8 engine. Chrysler says engine heat can warp a spring, causing a relay failure and the engine stalling. Chrysler says it has not heard of any crashes or injuries. The Center for Auto Safety thinks the company should recall millions of other Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram vehicles that use the same power module. I'm Tim McGuire.
And there's more progress in the efforts to end the conflict in Ukraine, but also renewed tensions.
Ukraine and the Russian-backed rebels in the east moved to strengthen their fragile ceasefire on Saturday, agreeing to an 18-mile buffer zone free of heavy weapons and prohibiting overflights. The two sides also reportedly agreed to swap some prisoners, yet just hours later there were fresh provocations by both sides. An arms factory was targeted near rebel-held Donetsk, and Russia again sent an unauthorized humanitarian aid convoy to rebel-held cities hard hit by fighting. Kirit Radia, ABC News, Moscow.
CFAX weather is coming up next.
CTV this fall.
This is Criminal Law 100.
Does making the grade...
How'd you get this?
...mean breaking the law?
It wasn't exactly legal.
Starring Academy Award nominee Viola Davis.
We just have to get creative.
This is murder!
Shut up!
From Shonda Rhimes, the executive producer of Grey's Anatomy.
Whoa.
How to Get Away with Murder. Thursday at 10 on CTV.
CFAX weather, mainly sunny today with a high of 22 degrees. It's going to be clear tonight, but fog's going to roll in. It's going to get misty, a low down to 11. Tomorrow, after the fog burns off, it will be once again sunny with a high of 22 degrees. Right now in downtown Victoria, it is 20 outside our studios. I'm Rob Freeman. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
They fake it to Lynch. They faked everybody. Lockett makes the catch, gets into the end zone.
Seattle Seahawks football on CFAX 1070. Catch the action live right here all season.
The Seahawks take on their Super Bowl opponent, the Denver Broncos. This Sunday, kickoff 1 p.m.
Victoria's official home of the Seattle Seahawks.
Brought to you by Dumont Tirecraft and Harbor Air Seaplanes.
This is where the pros play. This is CFAX 1070. Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle. I just want to encourage you to head down to Beltone today. One of my great friends is down there, John Donnelly. Him and Joy, his wife, have been friends for years. He is the bass player in the Queen City Kids. They are playing today at Beltone, which is across from Uptown. Of course, Terry Moore is doing remotes from there, and I hope he will say hi. I'm going there straight after there after the show to see them, of course. And fantastic band from Saskatoon, and back in the day, you might remember their hit songs. They're still rocking, and please join them today. We're joined by Lisa Smith from London Drugs. We've been talking this show about getting ready for fall, whether it's our body, our hair, and now we're going to talk about some makeup and some skincare. How are you, Lisa?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm great. Long time, no talk.
It has been a long time.
I know. Now, you've always got some exciting products, and before we get into those, let's talk about brows, because whether you see these great big bushy things or a little more tamed, they're no longer just these, slim arches. They're big.
Absolutely. We've just launched a product actually called Cella, amazing product. And it'll, it just helps to shape the brows to suit your face.
What kind of product? How does that go on? Is it a brush or is it?
Yep, they have it in a powder and a brush form, or they have it in a pencil. But they also have stencils, so that enables you to get that proper shape that suits your face.
Now, does it look like Crazy Woman though? Like, you know, with the big lips, and you put it on? Is it too? Or how do you get
Absolutely
it?
Absolutely not. Well, you control it. You just lightly apply it on first, and then take the piece off, and then it shows. People just put it on too strong. Women have a tendency to think the stronger, the more their lashes and their eyes will show. That does the opposite. It gives them that scary look. This one just goes on very gentle and soft.
And of course, you can help people with that, right? If they
Absolutely.
Want to know more about it.
Yes, we have actually a demo coming in next on the 27th. So she'll be doing, we're booking appointments for doing people's brows.
Oh, I'd love that. You know, I've always been, I thought brows were, I was a makeup artist back in, you know, the late 80s in Vancouver.
Oh.
And I always thought, I worked at London Drugs for a short time as part of my training, but I always thought brows were the most important thing. And, you know, you wouldn't know from years ago because we all plucked them and
plucked
I plucked
them.
My friends and they never grew back. But hey, sorry about that. But, you know, they really do. They frame the face. And every time I look at someone and I see something's a bit off, I realize it's the eyebrow because it starts too far along. There's no arch. And there are so many products now. And people find, though, that if I do their eyebrows, oh, it's too overdone. But it just takes getting used to have your eyebrow filled in if you haven't had an eyebrow for a
exactly.
long time.
Exactly. And that's why this line, it makes it so much easier. And I think that's the thing, too, is there's so many women that do not have any brows. And this product is fabulous for that, and that it will give them back that shape that they need.
But how does the stencil stay on?
Well, the stencil just applies on. It's just like it's like sticky.
Oh, cool.
So then you peel it off, and it peels off beautifully.
Oh, I've got to try that. That's so neat.
It's an amazing product. It really is.
It takes a guesswork out because it was always, you know, you start at the bridge of the nose, you know, you do the pencil thing, right, all the way out. But not everybody can get that. I mean, it's sort of an artistic thing like painting, right?
Yeah, and that's why this makes it so much easier.
Okay, eyeliner. It was, you know, the cat eye was in last year. Is that a stronger cat eye this year? Is it still back in black or is it metallic?
It's the smoky eye look with an added color of purple.
Purple, wow.
Purple. So it's, just the smoky look and the nude lips. So enhancing on your eyes.
So nude lips, do you use a liner still when you have a nude lip?
Yes. They've got like nude colors, natural. That just gives you the shape to give you that pouty, that full look. And then just either a nude lip gloss or, you know, a nude colored lipstick.
So is there an age for a nude? Like, I know a lot of people get older wear it like really dark or bright, and sometimes it's too much even as you get older. Would a nude be too light, or could you add the gloss to it to kind of give it a little for your age?
Well, depending on what age, say a little bit like a mature woman, would just enhance that lip liner a little bit stronger just to give her the shape to the lips. And then just apply the lip gloss over.
And what brands are you liking for a long-stay lipstick?
The long-stay lipsticks, Lise Wanty, which is a Canadian line out of Montreal.
I know you like that a lot, that line.
Yeah, they've got a really great long-wearing lipstick, Elizabeth Arden, which is also a Canadian line. They have a new matte lipstick that's long-wearing.
And are they better now where they don't make your lips quite so chapped?
No, they don't. They don't peel the lips. No, it's nothing like that anymore. It's got like a nice silicone to it that gives you that great
smell. Because those ones are great, but after a while I'd be like, oh, my lips are falling off.
I know. It sort of peels off and all you have left is the outline of your lip.
I've had lips gone for 7 days.
Right.
When we come back after the break, we're going to talk about some products that you're really high on with getting rid of some, you know, the dark colors on your face that come out from time to time. When we come back, more with Lisa Smith.
This program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries.
Got a few coins in your pocket? Then drop by Fairway Markets, where savings is easy as 1, 2, 3. Two chicken drumsticks, just $1. Mug root beer, Mountain Dew, brisk iced tea, and more. A 2-liter bottle, just $1 plus deposit. A 414 to 475 milliliter bottle of Kraft salad dressing, just $2. You get the idea. Grab your loonies and toonies and visit Fairway Markets for the big $1, $2, $3 sale. If you haven't shopped Fairway Markets lately, you haven't shopped Fairway Markets.
All right, my friends. Once again, we're on location at the grand opening of the new Beltone Hearing Experience Center here at 3453 Sandwich Road. That's right across from Uptown. And the Queen City Kids are playing right now. And Patty, by the way, Pat Donnelly said to say hi to you. He said, Patty, how you doing?
So I guess you know what he's talking about. So listen, we got to tell you as well that when you get down here, all of the brand new technology that's in hearing aids, my gosh, you cannot believe it. And when you take a look at the new one that's out, as a matter of fact, we take a look at this new Beltone, what they call the Beltone First. This is an incredible thing. This will actually plug right into your iPhone. So the technology has changed. The people are here. They're doing all the things that you want them to do. And this brand new center, they've got free hearing tests available for you. Draws for great prizes today, including a $500 savings account from the Bank of Montreal that's right next door. And as I say, the Queen City Kids are playing. And of course, Jeff Germain is the drummer. Now, this is a guy who is a drummer with the Queen City Kids, played rock for a living for a while, and now he owns a hearing center. Go figure. So come out and check it out for yourself. We'd love to see you at the grand opening of the new Beltone Hearing Experience Center right here at 3453 Sandwich Road, right across from Uptown.
Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
Hey, Victoria, I'm Caitlin Livingston, letting you know what's going on around the area. The Culture Days weekend is coming up on September 26th. This event is a unique interactive opportunity that invites the public to roll up their sleeves as they enter the behind-the-scenes world of artists, creators, and historians. Visit www.culturedays.ca to find the list of events happening around the area. And this October 11th at West Hill Stadium and Field, see Team Canada take on the world at the IRB Americans Rugby Championships. Don't miss the actions because we sure won't be. Tickets are on sale now. And you can catch the Seahawks game on CFAX as they host the Denver Broncos in a Super Bowl rematch. The game gets underway at 1 p.m. More events at CFAX1070.com. That has been your Community Connections, brought to you by Fairway Market. Fresher and tastier than ever.
Say hello to Trevino, the Garrick family's latest real estate offer. Nestled in the heart of Royal Oak with 36 units available in Phase 1, it's the perfect location to call home. Mike Garrick Construction hosts an exclusive hard hat tour tomorrow and Sunday from 11 to 4. Join them for a quick tour and you could move in this December. Trevino is now over 40% sold, so hurry over while there's still a great selection to choose from. Go to trevinoliving.com or find them at 740 Trevino Lane. Just off Wilkinson and West Saanich Roads.
Shining the spotlight on Victoria's finest talent, Eye on the Arts with Adam Sawatsky. Sundays at noon on CFAX 1070.
We are back. I'm Patty Mack, and this is Lifestyle. You know, it's really cool. I was listening to Terry Moore. My good buddy John Donnelly is at Beltone today. His band Queen City Kids are performing there, of course. His friend Jeff Germain is the drummer, and they're a big band, so I encourage you to get down to Beltone across from Uptown Mall to hear them. They're going to be there this afternoon. I'm going after the show to watch them. My friend Joy, John's wife, will be there, and they're just fabulous and a bunch of seasoned vets. These guys can play. So I encourage you all to drop by and see Terry. We got a remote going there, so please join them at Beltone today. On the phone, we have Lisa Smith from London Drugs. We're talking about, getting our look back for the fall, what's in, what's not. And product for the skin, there's something that removes sort of dark spots. Are you talking under eye or little blemishes that come up?
It's for the face. It's a new launch by La Roche-Posay. It's called Pigment Clairs, and it's a serum form. And dark spots, as we know, are caused by mainly sun is the worst, of course, hormones, skin aging, genetics, and also medication. They've developed a product that actually goes deep within the skin that will help take away cell by cell the dark spots that are caused on even around the eye area and your décolleté and your face.
And how long does that take, and how do you use this product?
You apply it on just as you would as a regular moisturizing cream all over, mm-hmm. And the difference you will notice is within 4 weeks, within 8 weeks, you'll notice great difference.
And you've been using that, right? Because you try most of the products that you promote, so what have you noticed?
I've noticed that it has helped diminish those dark spots. It also gets rid of that dullness and gives great radiance to the skin. So you don't have to wear a lot of makeup because you've got the radiance back to your skin. It's an amazing product. And the eye cream, they've just launched it, and I've got great results with that. And men, it's huge with men.
Yeah, because we forget about men, but they
exactly.
also need stuff like this. How about mascaras? You know, eyelashes, you see, and fake eyelashes, you see... you know, my daughter gets those eyelashes done
right.
from time to time, and
yes.
Or the ones you can put in yourself. Are there mascaras that can kind of look like those?
They have a new launch. Actually, Lancome's just launched a new mascara. And what it does, it plumps the lashes and gives fullness. Most of the lines do have mascaras out there that will do that with what a fake, the false eyelashes will do also.
I love that Lancome. I've always sort of used that. And I also get those individual lashes or a half a strip lash once in a while to put on
just
to
in
add
the
a little oomph.
Yeah, in the corner,
just in the
that
corner.
Looks really good. And it just gives, it enhances your eyes just that much more.
And it's also not as hard to do, right, than doing a full lash, which is, for most people, is a challenge at best.
Putting on the individuals just in the corner is very simple. If I can do it, anybody can.
I need to find something, though, how I can see with glasses and still do that, because it gets really... Is there a contraption you can do that with? You know, you're trying to see, but you got eyeglasses, so it's
well,
really...
you know, that's where that 15 times magnifying mirror comes in handy.
I know. I never want to leave the house when I look at that, though. It's like, oh, my gosh.
You'll be there all night. I get it.
You get lost. You know, this time of year, we have to be careful, too, of using too much bronzer and stuff, right? Because the summer's over. Yeah. We need to kind of get the skin ready, and it can look muddy, can't it?
It can, and that's why after the sun you need to exfoliate, of course. And if you're going to use a bronzer, it's best to use, the key is to have a really good brush, a big fluffy brush. That makes all the difference, and that gives you that smooth, really healthy look. But sort of that sun-kissed look that isn't too heavy.
And also to wash those brushes, right? Because they can get really gummy.
Very important. They have some great products out there now, actually. Lise Wattier has one where he just takes one spray and it disinfects it. That's extremely important because that can cause problems with your skin like breakouts, and it's just unsanitary.
What about setting sprays or powder? Which way do you...
Setting sprays are great. They have a couple in Clarins, and actually after you finish your application, just give it one spray, and that just sets. Women who are going through menopause, that, you know, quite often you put makeup on and then it lightly dissolves.
Oh, I wouldn't know about that.
Right, neither do I. But I tried it once, and it makes quite a bit of difference. It does hold it without feeling uncomfortable. It's very natural feeling.
Okay, great to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Lisa from London Drug. She's at the Quadra and...
Yates
location.
You bet.
And she's always there and there to help you out. And if you want to know more, you can contact me on my site, lifestylewithpattymatt.com. Great talking to you, Lisa.
And thank you very much.
Great talking to you. When we come back after the break, we're going to be joined by Anita, who is from Willow Stream Spa. We're going to talk about fall skincare. Back in 2 minutes.
You need money. You own your home.
I need money. I own my home.
Meet Get Acceptance.
Online?
Or on the phone.
Not like a bank.
No, it's a simple application.
Credit check?
Nope. No need for a credit check or income history. And approvals take about 24 hours.
I need the money for...
It doesn't matter what you need the money for. Need $15,000?
$50,000.
Or $300,000. Go to Get Acceptance.
And get...
Accepted. Get Acceptance. When you can't bank on the banks, go to getthatloan.ca. Some conditions apply.
Fabulous time we're having here today at the grand opening of the new Beltone Hearing Experience Center at 3453 Sandage Road. My gosh, they've been there right across from Uptown, by the way. They've been serving hot dogs, and they got pop, they got coffee, they got donuts. We've got prizes all over the place, movie passes. I mean, it goes on and on. They're celebrating because this is a brand new location for them. They've been around the hearing business, though, here in the province of British Columbia and here on the island for quite some time. And this is a whole new approach to hearing care. It's not a clinical space. Instead, they call it a relaxed, organic, and welcoming environment. And Jeff Germain and his wife have put this one together. They've got other ones across the island as well, started by their father Ron back in Saskatchewan and Regina about 60 years ago. And Beltone, of course, one of the leading makers of all the things that are great for hearing. And when you get down here, check them all out for yourself and take a look at some of the history. They put together a rather interesting little museum over here with a whole series of areas from dating way back into the very, very early stages of hearing aids, even an old hearing horn from about the 1800s. But when you do come by today, we've got draws for great prizes, including a $500 savings account for the Bank of Montreal. That is right beside us here. But do come down, bring the whole family. There's lots of things to do, and the great band that Jeff Germain belongs to, the Queen City Kids, have performed back in the 70s and the 80s. They put themselves back together, especially for today, and they've got another gig going here, about, I guess, another set in about another half an hour. So pick it up. We'd love to see you down at 3453 Sandwich Road across from Uptown.
Imagine a light bulb over your head. Now replace that light bulb with a flower bulb. Get the idea? Put a little spring color into your fall garden with flower bulbs from Marigold Nurseries. All sizes, so many colors. Hedging starts at just $8.99. Or you could plant a living fence. Yes, a living fence. Oh, sounds weird. Visit Marigold Nurseries, where great ideas are blooming. On Lockside Drive in Sandwichton, in Duncan, and at MarigoldNurseries.com.
From our growing family to yours, Marigold Nurseries.
We are back. We are talking fall and how you can change your look, your hair, your wardrobe. We're talking to a specialist in your skin. Anita Vorslies is from Willow Stream Spa.
Hi, Patty. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you today?
Very good. Beautiful day.
Excellent. And Anita, you have fantastic skin.
Thank you.
And I know it's probably, your genetics, but you also probably take good care of it.
I take good care of my skin, and it's obviously what I do for a living.
Yeah, so it's your calling card, right?
I'm in the right environment for it, so it's made easy for me as well. But,
and for people that don't, that may have never had a facial, this time of year, cleansing, detox, our skin is going to be, just like our hair is going to be dull or it's going to be stripped of color, say, what's the reaction to all this on our skin?
Same thing with the skin. If you look at the leaves right now, you can see they're starting to shrivel a little.
Surface.
They're starting to change their colors. So the weather is absolutely changing. And while we're very blessed here in Victoria, we don't necessarily feel it too much yet. It's definitely changing, and we are spending a little more time indoors. And the number one complaint we start to hear with women at this time of the year is dullness of the skin. And we had a stunning summer, so we were probably outside more than we've ever been.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that can, so you get the dead skin cells that build up over the summertime. Also, for some people, they'll get the little sunspots from being outside. The freckles will darken, they might see a little brown spot or two that they didn't see before the beginning of the summer. Or a lot of women also suffer, they'll say, my skin's really uneven. And this is a great time of the year, to start treating those types of things. And what I would recommend, first and foremost, is to see a professional. Please, please, please don't just go to the drugstore and, buy something that has the biggest sign that says, for uneven skin for glowing skin, try this. Go to a professional, because we all have very, very different skin types. And so it's a great time of the year to just go to a spa, have a really nice, deep cleansing facial, and have a professional look at your skin.
And what kind of facial? I guess there's all kinds.
There's all kinds. I always recommend, if you're someone who goes regularly to a spa and gets facials, this might be the time of the year where you want to do maybe a little bit more of exfoliating and a hydrating facial. But if you're someone who's never been and you want to try it, like we have one that's called our customized deep cleansing facial. It's a great, great, great facial just to get a really good cleanse of the skin and exfoliation. They look at your skin so they can see what's going on. Maybe there are a few patchy spots. Maybe you do have a few sunspots. And then they can prescribe the right product for your skin to really address what your needs are.
Because, people go to Mexico, they buy these creams that may have a percentage of something in them. This is chemicals and different things you're putting in your faces that can strip the skin away. You really need to know what you're putting on your face.
You need to know what you're putting on your face, and you need a professional, really, to... To take a look at your skin. You might think the problem is one thing, but the problem is actually something completely different.
Because a lot of people say, oh, my skin is oily, where it's not really, it's dry everywhere.
I'm the number one person that will say that, and it's actually when I have facials, when I've been using too many drying products on my face, they'll mm-hmm. say, you do have a bit of oil, but it's really dry on the top layer of your skin because I've been drying it out. So that's why I learned to listen to what the girls at work tell me.
And also exfoliators. You're going to buy something to take home. You want to see a professional so that you're not actually...
Damaging
your skin, because a lot of them have these little almondy things that can actually break capillaries, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a great time of the year. It's a great time of the year to do that. And, we're all changing our wardrobes, and we're getting out our sweaters and boots, and we're getting ready for the fall. So it's a really great time as well to remind yourself to get your body and your skin and your makeup ready for the fall time as well.
What are you seeing? I know we talked to Lisa. What are you seeing trends coming in that you like?
Well, we've got our Jane Ardell makeup line that we carry, and their new fall line is called City Nights, and there's some beautiful shades, that really nice kind of dark burgundy oxblood color. So there's a beautiful eyeshadow trio in that color. There's a lipstick, there's a lip gloss, and they've got actually really beautiful dark purple eyeliner. So I've already ordered all of that.
Wow. And purple, you know, some people don't think they can wear it. It depends how you want to wear it. You can wear a partial eyeliner and not all over as
and
an eyeshadow.
And exactly, we talked about kind of age appropriateness, you know. So if you're in your 20s, you can do the really bright, bold colors, you know, sparkles and all that good fun stuff. As you get older, maybe you're just going to do the lips. Maybe it's just going to be, like you said, like just an eyeliner or something. And same thing with a wardrobe. Maybe you're not going to get the head-to-toe color, but maybe you're going to get a beautiful scarf to accent what you already have, or a jacket, or, you know, one or two pieces that you can mix in with the wardrobe that you already have to kind of keep up with the fall trends.
And it's definitely nice to add a few new pieces, you know, a new lipstick, a new
it's amazing
blush,
what a lipstick can do.
Absolutely. Or a blush, too, right?
Yes.
Because a blush you can put on your eyes as well.
That's what I love about the mineral makeup is we just recently at the launch for this new collection, and they didn't actually come up with a blush to go with everything else. And we said, well, what are you going to use for blush? He said, oh, we'll just use the eyeshadow. Because it's mineral makeup, you can use it anywhere on your face.
Yeah, it really is a great product. I love the, I use the... The foundation.
It's my favorite thing. That's the other thing I was actually going to say is at this time of the year, people start forgetting about sunscreen too. So we're still outside. I mean, today I was out actually all morning. Took a hike up Mount Doug. It was beautiful outside.
Nice.
So people forget that even in the fall time, you still need to protect your skin. And that's the one thing I do love about the mineral makeup is, you know, you put it on every day, your face is always protected. So ladies, please don't forget about sunscreen at this time of the year.
And how does that work with the mineral protecting your sun?
It's about an SPF 18 to 20.
Really?
Depending on the which product they use. They have a loose mineral and a pressed mineral and whatnot. So, yeah, so you put your makeup on, and basically what we like to say with that line is it's skincare in your makeup. So you put it on and you are protected.
That's a good way to do it. And as far as exfoliating, if you don't do something, have a facial and get that skin right, your makeup is just going to be caked on, right?
It's going to be caked on. Your moisturizer, same thing. You're going to spend all this money on your moisturizer and it's just going to be sitting on top of your face and it's not going to do anything for you. So, and there's so many different types of exfoliants. You know, some people like a little more of a scrub. You've got your AHAs. You know, there's a lot of those exfoliating pads now that you can get. They're very, very gentle for, you know, for those that may have a little bit more sensitive skin. So that's why I just really recommend, you know, if you can't afford to do it all the time, just maybe once, you know, at the fall time and another before the summertime again. So you can have a professional look at your skin and make sure that you're using the right product that's actually going to benefit your skin as opposed to harm your skin.
And what about skincare? I know some of them have certain properties that are supposed to be anti-aging, whatever. What do you suggest for people as they get older for skin products?
Well, like you said, a lot of it's genetics. Mm-hmm. So, you know, someone like myself, I actually use skincare that's meant for a little bit more oily skin because my skin does tend to be a little bit more on the oily side. But it's more the regimen. It's more about being consistent with your skincare. So it's being preventative as opposed to being reactive.
And if you have oily skin, be happy because you're going to have skin that really ages well. So it's a good thing, right? Anita, great talking to you. If people want to know more, how do they get a hold of you?
They can visit our website at fairmont.com/empress, and you'll find the spa section on there, or you can call our relaxation team at 250-995-4650 to book a facial.
Give yourself a gift and take care of your skin and go see Anita and have a nice facial. TJ, thank you as always. Make sure you get down and see my friends, the Queen City Kids at Beltone. They are going to be fantastic. They're already playing, but they're there this afternoon across from Uptown Mall. Until we meet again, get out there and enjoy your life.